You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, don't miss all six of the Cleveland Browns players in action this Sunday at the 2014 NFL Pro Bowl. Tune in at 7 p.m. on NBC to see Joe Hayden, Alex Mack, Jordan Cameron, Joe Thomas, Josh Gordon, and now T.J. Ward added to that list in Hawaii. Watch and tweet using hashtag Aloha Browns. Vic Carucci broadcasting to you from Mobile, Alabama, site of the 2014 Senior Bowl that will be played on Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium down here. Nathan Zagura up in Northeast Ohio. And we are encouraging you, as always, to connect with us by phone, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily. We got a call on the line from Bob in New York. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. I was calling, I was sort of listening to Nathan describe what was important on the quarterback skills, and particularly the ability to sort of dissect what's going on at the line of scrimmage. And I was really interested in your impressions on Brian Hoyer from that perspective, because I think that's one of his great skills. And added to that, I'd like to ask why there is just this almost dismissal of Brian Hoyer from the equation when the fans of Cleveland start talking about Manziel as the savior. Hoyer is so many years ahead of Manziel mentally, probably can handle the Browns as well as any quarterback that's coming out of the draft. He was 2-0 as a starter. He was rallying the team psychologically and the fans.
Well, thank you for the call, Bob. I'll take the part of at least the perception that somebody else is better and that somebody else would be the quarterback the Browns draft. And it's this. Brian Hoyer, yes, in a very small snapshot of work, did well, mostly well. He had his ups and downs. Those downs included three interceptions before he threw three touchdowns to beat a very mediocre Vikings team in Minnesota, but I want to give him credit in a start in a hostile conditions. I was there in a loud place. To do what he did was impressive. To do what he did against Cincinnati, impressive work. But I don't know that that makes the conclusion that you've got your answer and nothing else should be considered. And that's not going to be the approach, nor should it be the approach. You have an opportunity with two first-round draft picks in what is viewed to be a reasonably quarterback-rich draft to find that guy, to do the things that Nathan broke down, the things that you said about analyzing and dissecting at the line of scrimmage and using that mental part of the game to your best advantage. Yes, I think that's something Brian does well, and his time with the New England Patriots backing up Tom Brady was very helpful to that end. But there's a reason that he's been a backup and not a starter. There's a reason that he came to the Browns as a third stringer and then worked his way quickly to where what he did. His is an amazing story. I don't think the story's over, and I don't think we've seen the last of him, and he could very well be the starter in 2014 when a rookie is sitting behind him and watching and learning and growing. But I think from the long-term future perspective, it makes perfect sense if the Browns have a conviction, a consensus on somebody in this draft to go with that guy as their quarterback going forward. The need is still there, and it would frankly stun me if the Browns went into this draft saying, you know what, we're good with Brian Hoyer. We don't have to pursue a guy who would be that franchise player. And I'm not saying you're saying that, Bob, necessarily, but you just want more credit for Brian Hoyer and less of this idea that it's John Manziel or somebody else who has the answer.
Right. And listen, Brian Hoyer, as you pointed out, at a very nice time in a quick snapshot. We don't know how defenses would have adjusted to him as things went on. I do know that in the very same offense that both Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell played him, he got the ball out about a half second faster than both of those guys. That is a significant stat, not to be overlooked. So, yes, he processed information, made decisions quickly, was an accurate thrower, doesn't have the elite arm strength. Listen, he also was in Arizona, a team that was desperate for a quarterback before he came to Cleveland, and they didn't say, we need to keep this guy here. He showed us so much. I thought he got a very, very big vote of confidence. Mike Lombardi also always liked him, brought him here. He got the opportunity, did well with it. I don't know that he is the guy who should, is going to lead you to Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Could he be a solid spot starter? Could be a solid transitional starter, a great backup? Absolutely. But I think you would be doing yourself and your organization a disservice if you said, we're done at the quarterback position with just Brian Hoyer. Can he start and lead this team to the playoffs? I think that he certainly could. Do I know that he can do it over a course of a full season yet? No, I do not. And I know that he doesn't have, quote-unquote, the elite intangibles that would make him a surefire franchise quarterback.
No, but I think he's a good person to have on your football team. And in addition to everything we've said, I think he's a good guy to have working with a young quarterback. I think he's got enough of an ego-less approach to things. He's able to suppress. He's got an ego, and every player should, or certainly quarterback should have that. That's actually a plus in many cases. But I think he can put it aside enough to work, and enough security in his mind to work with a young player and help that guy essentially be the guy and play a very meaningful role as a backup. All right, Mary-Kate Cabot going to join us shortly by phone. We're going to have her on from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci with you from Mobile, Alabama. Nathan Zagura back in Ohio. And the two of us will take you through the rest of this hour. Lots of good stuff ahead. Gerard Cherry as well in about a half an hour from now.
Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light.